Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. Check it out, I'll be there.
Gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Let's do this thing. Middle of the week, happy Wednesday for you. What can I do? A word you will hear me say on a Wednesday often, because when you're stuck, when you can't figure it out, what are you going to do? Just say to yourself, well, what can I do? Amazing how that answer just kind of flows into your head. And today, maybe it's about negotiating. Would you like to be a master negotiator? Would you like to understand the mindset of a master negotiator? I'm going to give you one idea today, just one, along the way, that you're going to look at that and you're going to say, man, this is crazy simple. And no matter how good you are, yeah, Scott, I can negotiate anything out of it. It's always fantastic when I negotiate. I always win. Yeah, but I bet you haven't thought about this mindset. Yeah, you're going to have to wait. No, I'm not going to let you out here in 60 seconds. Are you kidding me? That would screw with the algorithm. We all wouldn't get time spent listening and all that kind of stuff. What? It's a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006, the show launched. 4,758 episodes as of today. Man, one at a time. It's been such a journey. We had somebody the other day say, hey, Scott, can I get all those episodes? I don't even have all those episodes. The first 36, I don't even know where they are. I lost them. And you don't want to hear that life journey. It's been 18 years. You don't want to hear that. And the quality's all over the place because all the gear changed. It was so difficult back then. And now we got new toys here that make it even easier to do. Holy moly. So no, you can't have it if that's... Big plans today for the Smith family around here. Yep, big plans. We've been planning this. My wife's been talking about this for weeks. That's on my calendar. She put it on my calendar for me. We're going to the gym today at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yep, we're going to the gym. But Scott, don't you go to the gym 4 days a week? Yeah, I do. But we're going today at 4 p.m. We're going to the new gym. It's amazing how new stuff is fun. We have a new gym here opening up in Daytona Beach. And my wife had to be on the list first. She wants a new experience. Isn't it funny how a novel experience is just fantastic? And we talk about the anticipation engine. If you haven't heard me talk about that, it's having something to anticipate. Could be very, very tiny, like a new gym. Got to go there. Got to get our key fob thing, you know, our thing, our tag. Got to get our free founder's t-shirt. Got to go there today. No matter how small it is, when you have a little thing that you anticipate, it changes your life. So build a list. I have one. I have my anticipation list. I just add stuff to it. Yeah, sometimes a couple of weeks later, I look at it and go, what was I thinking? I just delete it and add more to it. Let's get back to talking about being a master negotiator. So life is all about negotiation. Scott, I hate to negotiate. Just get to the point. And by the way, I'm that kind of guy. I'm not, if you were to, I hate yard sales. I really do. Now, once I do a yard sale, I actually have fun, but I really don't like doing them because, well, you know, it's negotiation with the amateurs of the world. And I just don't want to do that. Never like it, but I get out there and I actually enjoy it. I've been a guy that's been known to go to a car dealer and negotiate. One time I was driving my car. I was sitting at a stoplight and on the radio, I said, stop in today and get your free Easter ham. So I'm a good negotiator. I'm going to go in there and get my ham and walk out without a car. I got my ham and I got the car. Man. So this is not about that, but everything is a series of presentations in life. And whatever you do, if you're talking to your kids, talking to your boss, talking to your neighbor, every single thing you do is presenting you receiving their presentation somewhere in between doing some kind of negotiation so that you come out with everything. It doesn't matter. There's going to be a result that comes out of this, right? Do you agree with me? If you don't agree, hang in there. I'm going to talk you into it. So the progress we make, the success that we enjoy in our life, the happiness that we have is a direct result of your ability to A, present yourself, and B, persuade other people to let you do what you want to do, to give you the stuff that you want to get, to give you an opportunity to go someplace, to do something. You can have a neighbor that's not keeping up their part of the bargain to keep the housing values up. You can yell and scream across the fence if you want to, or you can persuade, you can negotiate. There's a lot of ways we do this. So whether you like it or not, you're negotiating for everything. And once you know about a natural feeling that takes place in every single person who negotiates. You will never feel, well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like the underdog? Have you ever felt like when you're negotiating that you're not going to get what you want? That you're not going to make the deal that you want to make? It's not going to be good. And I've never believed in a win-win situation. I always believe that usually somebody wins a little bit more than somebody else. That's okay. If you're both happy, that's kind of a win-win. But I always expect that. There's going to be a little more of a win. If I go to a car dealership, trust me, they're still winning. They're not going to lose. But am I happy to have my car? Yeah. They're still winning. They're not going to let it go off the lot without winning. But still, you feel like the underdog. So I want you to remember this loud and clear. When it comes to negotiating, you are always going to feel like the underdog. When you sit at the table, you're going to feel like, oh my God, what if I don't get this? My dad used to say, you know, you have to always be willing to walk away. That's a great thing. In life, as I think Dan Sullivan says, always be the buyer. That gives you the ability to walk away. Even if you're selling something, act like a buyer. Be willing to walk away. You've heard that before, right? But do you want to walk away?
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
You know when that emotion kicks in, when you find that thing you want, when something gets on you so much that you just can't say no, you know you shouldn't buy it, you know you shouldn't do it, you know you shouldn't ask that person out for a date, but you can't hold back. It's going to happen. You know, when you make a decision, there's three things that can happen. You're going to do it, you're not going to do it, or you're going to sit there and just dwell on that until you do it or don't do it. It's going to happen. But when you sit down at the table to negotiate and there's money on the line and this guy at the car dealership or wherever you're... It's a Harley dealership, same thing these days. Back at the desk and the windows are kind of blocked out. They're up above you a little bit. There's these guys back there and they're looking at you. What are they saying about me? My God, did I get approved? How much money do I have to put down? Can I get that thing I want on this thing? You know what they're saying? Man, we just need to get another sale today. We set the goals. If we don't get a sale today, then the staff is going to be unmotivated. We're not going to have the money to pay the lights tonight or something like that, right? That's what they're saying. I got to hit my quota today. I hope they can buy. What do we have to do? We need to make sure we make some money. It has to be a profitable deal, but I hope they buy. And you're thinking, man, I hope I can get the deal I need. I hope they'll sell that to me. It's the only one they have. I hope I get it. I hope nobody else is coming in after me. Sound familiar? 1,000 ways that story can be told. Whenever two or more folks negotiate, you and whoever you're negotiating with, will automatically feel like the advantage goes to the other person. You will feel like the underdog. It's natural to have fear that things may not go your way. Every single time, I don't care who you are, how big you are, how much money you have or don't have, every time you negotiate, everybody is concerned that they're not going to get what they want. But when it comes to negotiating, what's the thing? Well, if you're in that situation, everybody wants to get what they want. So you figure that out. Find that middle ground, i.e. negotiation. Come to that place where you have a happy spot, a win-win, if there is one. But if you're happy, who cares? That's the definition of a win-win. Doesn't matter if you get the worst deal in the world. If you're happy about it, that's cool. I have a couple motorcycles I can put in that category. I have two motorhomes that certainly fly in that category. What else goes in that category? I was happy, though. Master negotiators know they always feel like they're not that good. See it Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. You can call me out. I am there every single day. It's the most direct way for you to connect with me. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost. Keep moving.